Who dares enter the lair of the demon queen?
No.
Common bandits,
I presume.
I will rip each and every one of you limb from limb and shower myself in your blood. Your souls will feed my demon hounds.
One?
There's only one of you?
You fool! You absolute fool!
Do you even know what you have just wandered into? Do you speak? Answer me. Yes? Hello? Wait. Is that all you have to say to me? Do you have any idea as to where you are right now, adventurer? Are you even listening to me? Hey! What are you gawking at, human? Excuse me, do you know who you are talking to? I am Drazel, the Demon Queen. I am not a beautiful creature. I am feared, I am intimidated, and I am undoubtedly the most deadly being in all Azadon. Do you have something wrong with you? A screw loose, perhaps? Are you not listening to the words that I speak? You are frozen in fear, the usual occurrence. However, your mouth still spouts insolence. Do not attempt to save face, human. Of course you are frozen in fear. Frozen in awe? In awe of what? My beauty? Do not mistake me. I am aware that I am quite the alluring being. Plump, heavy breast, curvy physique, domineering height. It excites men. But usually I am feared, especially by humans. My massive wings and long, sharp horns aren't exactly appreciated by your kind. Yes, human, you have stated that multiple times now. I am very well aware that you find me attractive. Can we just move on from this and have our battle now? You must be quite the warrior to enter my lair alone, so our battle should be very interesting. It has been far too long since I've had some one-on-one action. Okay. Well, if you have not come to loot my lair or to slay me, then what do you want? Just to see me. You mean to tell me you have put your life in peril just to get a close-up look at me? You really are something else, aren't you, human? Truly, I have never met someone as simple as you. You are such an interesting creature. I have so many questions. Stand before me, I shall sit down on my throne. I really hope your neck isn't hurting too much from having to look up at me all the time. Now, I want to make one thing very clear. You interest me, adventurer, and I am not sure why. I have not met many humans that did not fear me so. I want to see where this goes. You undoubtedly have a lot of potential, that is for sure. But can you meet up to my expectations? I think a test of your true might is in order. Yes, a test to see how good of a lover you are. You look shocked. Who would have guessed that the easiest way to shock and startle you would be to question how good of a lover you are? I may be the Demon Queen, but I have a lot of love to give. And in my history, human men are the most compatible to receive it. My height is perfectly fine in comparison to the average human man, and I'm just tall enough to maintain power, but not too tall to be impractical in the bedroom. Also, human cocks are perfect. Smooth and long, and you understand my point. Okay, slow down. You have not proven yourself yet, adventurer. I need to make sure you are worthy before I can even think about considering you. If you claim to be worthy, then show me. I want you to date 3 of my minions. This way you can What? What is it? That is how this is going to work. To prove yourself worthy, you will have to go on a date with 3 of my minions. Then you must successfully make love to them and pleasure them. Only then will I consider you. Yes, of course, there will be breaks in between. You have at least 30 minutes to rest after each date. Don't look at me like that. Your stamina and endurance must be tested too. I suppose I should tell you who you shall be dating first. Or maybe I should just show you. Calrea!
I'm ready here, Queenie.
Oh, there you are. Have you been eavesdropping again?
Oh, no. Of course not, Queenie. Oh yeah, he's a cute one. Handsome, strong, charming. I can just smell it off him. Can we go fuck now?
So you were eavesdropping.
I only heard like the very, very, very last part. Don't be mad, Queenie. I'll make sure to test him out real good for you. I promise. I'm a succubus, baby. I know all the ways to make you come. And by the time I'm done with you, you won't know which way is up and which way is down.
I don't want him drained, Kilrea. He needs to still be conscious for Shabal and Mirari. And when you are finished with him, I want him to be returned back here.
Don't worry, Queenie. I've got it. Fuck him good, drain his balls, but leave some for the beast and the fox.
You may go now, before he tries to make an escape or something.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Queenie. When he sees what I can do for him, he will be begging to stay.